The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Wednesday edition of the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by me, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say that this time I'm joined by Andy Holding. Andy, a very good afternoon to you. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Bobby. Yeah, been in the studio for the last couple of days. Hasn't been the greatest of days today. Not really my cup of tea. Brighton, Catterick and Newcastle respectively, but it gets better as the week goes on.
It certainly does indeed. Now, it was a fantastic weekend of racing we've just seen, particularly over in France. However, this weekend looks set to be great as well. It's Future Champions Day at Newmarket and the Dewhurst looks an absolute cracker.
If they all go to the post, I think this is probably one of the best TO races we're likely to see for quite a few years. It's certainly going to tell us quite a bit what we need to know about next year's 2000 Guineas. As it stands, Too Darn Hot is a red-hot favourite for both races, this race coming this weekend, and of course the Guineas itself. It's easy to see why as well. Three for three, fast speed figures, electrifying turn of foot, a trainer that is a genius at getting ready for any big race you can think of, a jockey who obviously has got a huge amount of confidence in the horse. But this won't be easy. This is a really severe test. Yes, he's looked impressive and his numbers are good, but you know, some of these have got real good capabilities and potential. Sangaris looked really impressive on the art Doncaster. He could be anything. And then you've got the two I know Brian horses. Which one he's going to run? He might run both 10 Sovereigns, Anthony Van Dyke. Both intriguing runners. Both of them being very well backed on. I'll check it today to suggest that both sides of the camp from the Brian stable are keen to see either one of those two run. 10 Sovereigns has probably been the best six furlong horse so far this year. Winner of the Middle Park, beating Jash in a fast time. Anthony Van Dyke finished second to Corto in the National Stakes over at the Curragh. And then you chuck into the mix Advertiser, who was runner-up in the Coventry, winner of the July Stakes, and of course went to the Curragh and lowered the colours of So Perfect, who ran well in the Cheveley Park. So I've reeled off the first five in the betting. All of them, I'm like extolling their virtues. I think it's a fantastic rate. If you gave me a bet at the prices, I think Advertiser is probably the unsung hero here. His figures have been good. He's an uncomplicated horse. The stiff seven furlongs at Newmarket would definitely play into his strengths, and he's top price 8-1 with William Hill.
I want to put you on the spot ever so slightly here, Andy. I would like you to give us a tri-cast here. So what would be the first three home in your opinion? If you were to have a tri-cast now, what, in your opinion, do you think will finish in the first three down at Newmarket on Saturday?
Can I do a combination tri-cast?
Of course you can.
Okay. My three would be Too Darn Hot,
yep,
Anthony Van Dyke and Advertise. I think 10 Sovereigns won't stay. I think he's a six furlong horse. And I don't think Sangaris' form is good enough to justify him being 3-1. Yes, he's probably got the most potential, but the other three have done it, and they've done it on the numbers. So Too Darn Hot, Anthony Van Dyke and Advertise are my strongest three out of that five.
So that'll be the combination tri-cast for Andy ahead of the Dewhurst on Saturday. And looking ahead to Wednesday afternoon's action, I believe you've got two selections for us.
I have indeed, yes. We're going to go jump racing first.
Okay.
Very impressed by a horse that won the other day at Huntingdon.
Yep.
Called a Magroti, trained by Dr. Newland, whose horses are in fantastic form at the moment. Sam Twiston Davies takes the ride. He's got a £7 penalty for winning in pretty spectacular fashion. It was his first run over fences. He'd just been ordinary over hurdles, nothing to set the world alight, but you stick the larger obstacles in his way, and he was a much improved performer. And they went a good gallop that day. I think it was Sadman Dillon of Tim Bourne's who took them along at a good pace. And this horse sat in his slipstream, jumped well, picked him off, went further and further clear, clocked a very good time. Clearly, he's a decent horse for this time of year. Connections are looking to strike while the iron's hot, on good ground. I think he's got four opponents, so all of them have got ability. I'd expect him to defy the penalty and win again.
And what will be your second selection for tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, we're going to go to Nottingham for the second selection, a little bit later on in the day. It comes up at, let me just get the time, I think it's 4 o'clock, Bobby.
Okay.
Let me just double
check. So you're going to give us one over the jumps and one on the flat as well.
Yeah, I've got it, yeah. Filly or mare trained by the informer Ian Williams. Actually, when I came out of the studio, Ian Williams has just had another win at Byron Flyer, and he's got a filly here with who seems to be on the upgrade based on our run last time out at Leicester. Obviously, I'll keep time figures. And that race that was won by Yar Moose over a mile was a very strongly run one, and this is the only horse that went with that Ivan Furtado train horse late on. Prior to that, she'd actually pulled up when obviously something went amiss at Newbury. She seems to have improved quite immeasurably off that last run. She could have done with a slightly better draw tomorrow, in all fairness. She's drawn 14 of the 17. But hopefully that won't stop her from running a good race. I think she's potentially well handicapped off a mark of 69. Yes, it's competitive, but she has got quite a bit of upside. And if she runs to the level that she did last time out, I'd expect her to be there or thereabouts. So Pure Shores in the 4 o'clock at Nottingham.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Andy, for joining me here on the podcast. So this was the Wednesday edition of the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Wednesday afternoon with John Gibby, Gary Catewell and Craig Forsyth guiding you through the afternoon's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.